Let's turn now to the rapidly shrinking Democratic presidential field. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg announced today that he is suspending his campaign. This comes after his debut on the ballot in the 14 states that held primaries on Super Tuesday. He only managed to win one contest in American Samoa. Immediately after announcing his exit from the race, Bloomberg endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden, who won big last night, dominating most of the contests, gaining more than 300 delegates. In a statement, Bloomberg said that he's, quote, always believed that defeating Donald Trump starts with uniting behind the candidate with the best shot to do it. And he says he believes Biden is that candidate. Biden trailed Bernie Sanders in the early primary states, prompting many to declare his bid for the White House moot. As last night's results trickled in, Biden made clear that that was not the case.
So I'm here to report we are very much alive. And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
For analysis on last night's results and what it means for the future of the race, I spoke earlier today with political commentator and former South Carolina state representative Bakari Sellers, and I asked him about his thoughts on Biden's surprise win in Texas and the momentum that Biden has gained since last week's primary in South Carolina.
Well, I'm not really that surprised. I know some were. I was surprised by Massachusetts and Minnesota, but at the end of the day, what's carrying Joe Biden is what we always thought would, which are black voters. Black voters were 21% of the electorate, even in Texas, and he won that overwhelmingly. He won that with 60% of the vote. And so while many people after Iowa and New Hampshire wanted to crown Bernie Sanders the front runner, I was always cautioning people that you had to wait until black people voted. Black people have voted now, and now you see that the dynamics of the race have changed. Individuals have gotten out, and there's been a consolidation around Joe Biden.
Okay, I make the distinction when you say black voters, specifically of older Southern black voters. Do you make that distinction?
I do. I think that black voters 65 and above, Joe Biden has just overwhelmingly won. He actually did really well with younger black voters, too, winning those, but not by such a large margin. But what you saw last night was Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, Virginia, North Carolina, and Texas all go for Joe. It'll be interesting to see what black voters do in a state like Michigan next Tuesday. But you can't be Democratic nominee without black voters. And that's what we're seeing now.
Let's talk a little bit about Senator Bernie Sanders. It appears he's taken California, Colorado, Utah, Vermont. You are not surprised by his performance this time around overall. I've heard you say a lot of the success of Bernie Sanders back in 2016 was just that he was not Hillary Clinton. Can you say more?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing, Bernie Sanders has done outreach. Don't get me wrong. And you're seeing the results of that outreach with Hispanic voters, particularly young Hispanic voters. He's doing extremely well with Hispanic voters under the age of 30. I mean, and that's the future. That's why we need Bernie Sanders to be a part of the process, unquestionably. But I do think that he's underperforming where he was in 2016, not just because there are multiple people in the race, but he is. And even through that underperforming, I think what we're starting to realize is that a lot of the success that Bernie Sanders had was due to the fact that he simply was not Hillary Clinton. And that is not the recipe. He's not actually expanding his base. He's not actually growing his base. And that's a fundamental problem.
Yeah, you bring up it's actually a good thing you believe that Bernie Sanders is part of this whole process. But can we talk for a moment about what appears to be two wings of the Democratic Party growing? I mean, the moderate wing in Joe Biden and this progressive wing in Bernie Sanders. I mean, this breaks down among age. What do you make of this? Do you think this is going to be a problem moving forward as we get closer to picking a Democratic nominee?
I think that the person who's on the sidelines, who is the most popular elected official, will come off the sidelines when that time is necessary, and that's Barack Obama. So I think we'll be okay.
Oh, you do see him coming off the sidelines. You think that he will?
At the appropriate time, he will. As a nominee is chosen, he will. And he'll make sure that everyone comes together behind whomever that nominee is. I think right now it's in all likelihood going to be Joe Biden. And so the band will be back together.
Yeah. There was this CNN poll from last night that shows that 58% of Democrats are voting with the belief that Biden can beat our current president, Donald Trump. Only 19% believe Sanders can actually beat Trump. Is the goal of beating President Trump in November still a good enough goal for Democrats, or do you believe their priorities should lie elsewhere?
No, the number one goal is beating Donald Trump. There's no question now. He's not the That's not the ceiling. That's not as high as we go. That's the floor. We have to beat Donald Trump. We have to reclaim our country. And as Joe Biden says, this is a fight for the soul of our country. And so, you know, if we believe in all of those things that make us a more perfect union, Donald Trump's the antithesis to that. And so whomever is in the best position to beat him. And I think a lot of us, including myself, believe that Joe Biden is best, especially for down ballot races, whereas Bernie Sanders, even if he loses to Donald Trump, it won't be a singular loss. It'll be a devastating loss up and down the ballot.
That's political commentator Bakari Sellers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Call me anytime.